Current Mayor Bill Gillespie says, quote, Gray Price's visionary leadership laid the foundation for Prattville to evolve into the city we are today. And Alabama News Network is teaming up with Ty and Doll Incorporated and Winn-Dixie to make sure kids have something to eat. Our fifth annual Stuff the Truck is this Saturday. We'll be collecting non-perishable food items to donate to MPS students. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
From the moment her granddad put her face on the package, Little Debbie's been the sweetheart of American Snackage. And so when you're out shopping with a family to please, grab some Little Debbie treats for spontaneous parties. Oh, and breakfast and lunches, they make great road trip food. Grab all your favorite varieties for any time you're in the mood. From our family to yours, we take pride in what we make. So hit the store and unwrap a smile, because today we bake.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
New York's police commissioner fired the officer at the center of the Eric Garner case more than 5 years after his death became a rallying cry for the Black Lives Matter movement.
In the Virgin Islands, where Jeffrey Epstein called home, a will filed before his death in federal custody. It was signed 2 days before his death.
The fatal attack on campus took place just days before students returned to Cal State Fullerton. A retired administrator found stabbed multiple times in his own car.
A father in Texas is accused of letting his 12-year-old daughter drive in a crash that killed a man and his dog.
President Trump has confirmed that his administration has discussed the possibility of buying Greenland from Denmark.
Essentially, it's a large real estate deal.
Tesla is trying to boost its solar panel business by letting customers rent the panels instead of buying them.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high. We have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
89 degrees outside. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. Doing today, big guy. Sam Morgan is down 32 points, by the way.
I'm feeling pretty awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing really good. It's kind of, it was weird this morning, this the humidity, and it's like 75. It's crazy. Kind of crazy feel to the weather. I think it's going to be an early fall this year. I noticed the squirrels are just going crazy with pecans. There are pecan shells all over the place. And when they do that early, that normally means it's going to be kind of a cold early winter. So we'll see what happens. I mean, they're all over the place. And
by the way, I haven't encountered this since my time at Auburn's campus. The squirrels in my new apartment complex.
Yeah?
Fearless.
They're fearless?
Yeah. Like, I mean, one stared me down this morning. I'm like, he's about to run at me. I need to puff up a little bit. This little guy's ready to go.
Yeah, I like that. He didn't try to grab the keys out of your hand or anything.
No.
I see a squirrel driving a BMW. I'm going to be worried about you.
Like, I swear I have no acorns over here, sir. Man, mean mugging.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Tuesday. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know, and we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. By the way, Fresh Market is on the Memorial Day weekend, which is the Auburn-Alabama game on that Saturday. They're going to be doing ribs on Saturday and then also on Memorial Day. So I'm kind of giving you a precursor for that one so you can get there early. They're only going to do them to about 2 o'clock on Saturday. I'm not sure how long they'll be there on Monday, but I'll find out for you. Also, we're moving the first-time callers after that Wednesday. We're going to move first-time callers and have them added in to the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. So if you're a first-time caller, then your name will go in twice. One for being a first-time caller, then one for just calling in, giving you a higher opportunity to win that wonderful gift of the $60 gift basket from Sweet Creek Farm Market. So we'll do those and kind of two categories there and blend them into one. So you can get that Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. I tell you, that's the most popular, hottest item around. Love the folks down at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Had the leftover of the peppers last night. Had the red and the orange pepper. Man, they are great. They're sweet. I had them. I put them in the bag with a little bit of steak and heated it up and had a steak salad last night with the peppers with it. It was absolutely spectacular. Okay, we've got so much going on here. It's unbelievable. We got a ton of stuff. Let's start out with Bill McGurn talking about the New York Times and the bias. They did this meeting, and somebody recorded part of the meeting, and they have transcripts from this. And it's so telling of what is going on with the New York Times. Let's listen in.
The New York Times under fire again, facing backlash, this time over leaked transcripts from a town hall meeting last week. The executive editor discussing how the paper must shift its coverage of President Trump from targeting the president on Russian collusion to racism. Here's a portion of Dean Baquet's comments saying, quote, "We built our newsroom to cover one story, and we did it truly well. Now we have to regroup and shift resources and emphasis to take on a different story." He goes on to say, quote, "It is a story that requires deep investigation into people who peddle hatred, but it is also a story that requires imaginative use of all our muscles to write about race and class in a deeper way than we have in years." Bill McGurn, this may sound crazy, but isn't it the paper's job to cover the news?
Right, right. Look, I'm an opinion writer, so I write in an opinion section clearly marked. Look, I think the Times made a big mistake in 2016 when it ran a front page op-ed basically saying that Donald Trump has to be covered in different ways from other candidates. So it's sort of an admission that objectivity goes out the window, or at least that we're going to apply different standards to Donald Trump. I mean, he said we changed the newsroom to cover one story. That one story turns out to be a conspiracy theory. And now they're going to move on to another narrative. Narratives are not the news business, right? The news business is fact.
Okay, so this is New York Times, and they are purposely going to write about race to try to hurt Trump.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So that's what this whole 1619 project is.
Yeah, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Did you cover that yesterday?
Absolutely. I went into it specifically the claims that the U.S. economy and capitalism itself was built on the back of the institution of slavery and all the horrors that came with that. And it's all based on this guy, Edward Baptiste, his work, where he wrongfully counted. It's a simple statistical error. And he said that slavery accounted for 50% of GDP. Uh-uh. The real number is 5%. And it kind of just blows up his argument. But of course, the Times ran this story as like a big piece on why capitalism and slavery are tied at the hip, when it's completely the opposite.
Incredible.
And there are a few pieces in there that are pretty good and informative about the history of slavery, but they're doing this game where everything that a progressive wants these days, like if you're against Medicare for All, Dan, that's probably because of some remnant of the slave system and white supremacy. And even if you aren't explicitly racist, you might be a carrier of the racist gene. It's just ridiculous.
It really is. Absolutely incredible. And let me tell you something. It is so obvious how the media, I was watching Morning Joe today, and I watched the news last night. I was thinking, well, the Omar and Tlaib press conference, that would be a headliner.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing. They don't want to talk about it because what we're going to do is we're going to break it down. And because some of the crazy stuff they said is unbelievable. They're just biased. So let's go to the second part of Bill McGurn on New York Times.
The leaked transcript of this crisis meeting is lengthy. But when you dig through there, there's almost some admissions that he bows to the readers,
right,
and particularly the complaints that we heard. Remember the headline change in the wake of
and the writers and the reporters, right?
Absolutely.
Look, I'm not a big fan of surreptitiously taping meetings by your boss and then putting out a transcript. I think that's not a healthy practice, and I wouldn't want it done to me, and I wouldn't do it to my boss. That said, though, it isn't, the conversation is interesting because you can see why the Times has done what it's done. I think they don't have a way to get out of it.
He seemed at times to fault complaining readers. Right. And reading directly from the transcript, he said they sometimes want us to pretend that he was not elected president. But he was elected
sometimes
president.
Sometimes they do.
So Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, right, takes this on as propaganda outlet by liberals for liberals. And he tweeted this out. There was a time when journalists covered the news, he writes. The New York Times has given up on even pretending anymore. Today they are Pravda, propaganda outlet by liberals for liberals. These remarks at their town hall are a scandal and would be a firing offense at any real journalistic outlet.
Right. I think he enraged quite a few people with those tweets, mm-hmm, including, I believe, John Harwood. But I think the senator's right. If you read, and he's telling people, he's at least doing what the news business is supposed to do, telling people, go to the source of the news, read for yourself, make your own decision.
He also accused the Times of destroying itself and accused them of stoking the fires of racial tension.
This, well, at least I'm glad it's getting out there. It's, and but again, well, you know how NBC loves to report a story about New York Times. Well, here's a story about New York Times. I guarantee you they will not mention a word about this. Not a word, because what it does, it puts a spotlight on who they are and what they're like. The Amar Show will be back with more. Bill McGurn is going to be talking about the Tlaib and Omar press conference. We're going to get into that next.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it.
Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on Fifth Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
272-9228, this is where we are.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me?
This computer says no internet. This computer says internet. But I'll run a diagnostics on it. 272-9228, that's where we are. Boys Racing, Jack Campbell.
Yes, I concur.
We go back to 7th grade together. That's a long time, bro. Okay, let's listen to Bill McGurn. We're talking about the Tlaib and Omar presser that they did in Minnesota.
Meanwhile, I want to move on to Congresswoman Tlaib and Omar speaking publicly for the first time since they were both banned, right, and then ultimately Tlaib allowed to enter the country, right, to see her grandmother, which she said she was not going to do ultimately.
Right.
They were very openly criticizing Israel in their public remarks. Your reaction?
Absolutely. Look, I had written about them. They're the Thelma and Louise of the Democratic Party. I personally believe that the Israelis would have been wiser to let her in, let them in, because I think they would make these remarks and discredit themselves. As it is, they can play the victim. That said, Israel's a sovereign nation. There's no right for American Congress people to go wherever they want. It's against Israeli law to admit people that support the BDS movement, especially when they want to go there and campaign for it. The Israelis, made an exception to allow the Congresswoman to visit her grandmother in the West Bank, and she didn't want just the humanitarian visit, so she canceled. Look, I think this is going to make for a very interesting Democratic convention at 2020. Someone mentioned, the booing at Charleston during the Obama convention that he was able to put down. I'm not sure they're going to be able to put it down. And the point is, there are a lot of Democrats who are pro-Israel, too, not necessarily driving the Democratic Party today. But the opinions these women have and are promoting are very much at odds, not just with Republicans, but the American people.
There was even a moment in that news conference yesterday where it was suggested that lawmakers reconsider aid to Israel?
Right. It's crazy. Congress people do not have a fundamental right to go wherever they want. We're supposed to be, I thought it was the Democrats' position to respect other nations, and their laws and so forth, but apparently not.
Apparently not. Yeah, I've got some cuts that you haven't seen that I got from CBS Network, because this was so poorly covered. And the reason, I believe, is because when you listen to them, you hear what they're really feeling and how their bias is. This whole thing, the words that they use are unbelievable. So let's finish up with Bill McGurn here. He's going to be talking about the Epstein and the DOJ, and then we'll push back into the Tlaib and Omar story.
Reporting on the latest details of Jeffrey Epstein's death, the Wall Street Journal this morning, Bill Barr deserves credit for cleaning house at the Bureau of Prisons. He is making changes. Some say they wish they saw this accountability other places in government. A few seconds left.
Absolutely. Look, he's moved the warden who is in charge of the prison, and he's replaced the acting director. And this is what should happen when a government institution messes up, and it messed up big time.
Just had to throw that in. That was the very kind of end of that. So let's listen in to Rashida Tlaib and not the CBS story. I wanted to play the isolated piece. Now, this is a little bit long, but it's not the complete thing. But just listen to what she's saying.
As a young girl visiting Palestine to see my grandparents and extended family, I watched as my mother had to go through dehumanizing checkpoints.
Dehumanizing.
Even though she was a United States citizen and proud American, I was there when my city was in a terrible car accident, and my cousins and I cried so she could have access to the best hospitals, which were in Jerusalem. I remember shaking with fear when checkpoints appeared in the small village of Beit Ur al-Foka, tanks and guns everywhere. I remember visiting East Jerusalem with my then husband and him escorted off the bus, although he was a United States citizen, just so security forces could harass him. All I can do as my city's granddaughter, as the granddaughter of a woman who lives in occupied territory, is to elevate her voice by exposing the truth the only way I know how. As my Detroit public schools teachers taught me, by humanizing the pain of oppression. Our delegation trip included meetings with Israeli veterans who were forced to participate in military occupation. They also desperately want peace and self-determination for their Palestinian neighbors. They could have shed light into injustices of raids, shootings, demolitions, and child detention. The delegation would have seen firsthand why walls are destructive, not productive. They could have asked the people in Bethlehem how walls cut people off away from economic opportunities, from a way to live, and do psychological damage that lasts forever. All I can do as her granddaughter is help humanize her and the Palestinian people's plight. I know that when we can finally see them as deserving of human dignity, everyone who lives there will be able to live in peace. It is unfortunate that Prime Minister Netanyahu has apparently taken a page out of Trump's book, and even direction from Trump to deny this opportunity. And yes, while folks are shocked that this happened to us, but today we will hear from folks who will help show the reality for many who have been barred from going into Israel, not to be even able to reach the Palestinian people. They are fellow Americans who cannot visit their families or their loved ones. They should be deep. All of us should be deeply disturbed. All of us Americans.
You know, she kind of forgets of Hamas lobbying rockets into Jerusalem. I mean, was this like a errant bottle rocket or something? I mean, they're using Iron Dome to protect themselves from whom? Hamas and the Palestinians. And when they go in and they level a house or do something, it's because they've seen gunfire or something has happened to that house, and their world is they just take it out. It just amazes me that there's no sin on their side. They see no sin whatsoever. The bad people are the Israelis. And did you hear about occupied territory? They're in occupied territory? That is the biggest canard that is around. News Talk 93.1. We'll be back with more right after this.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't be
going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump continues to bless the two Democratic congresswomen initially denied entry to Israel. The president tweeting, "I don't buy Representative Tlaib's tears," claiming she hates Israel and all Jewish people. Meanwhile, the two women are questioning the amount of aid the U.S. gives.
The Obama administration pledged $38 billion to Israel over 10 years from fiscal years 2019 to 2028, most of that in the form of military assistance.
Fox's John Roberts.
In a signing statement back in 2016, President Obama saying, "This commitment to Israel's security has been unwavering and is based on a genuine and abiding concern for the welfare of the Israeli people and the future of the state of Israel."
And the Italian prime minister resigning, blaming his anti-immigration coalition partner for pulling the plug on their populist administration. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard still needs some rain, there's a better than normal chance over the next few days that you're going to get rained on. Still, though, the storms will be random and not every town will get one. Triple-digit heat indices again today with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Tonight's low down to about 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, high temperatures in the middle 90s with that better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms continuing. Then on Friday and Saturday, the rain chances bump up to about 50 to 60% both days with a high around 93. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Well, you can celebrate anything you want. Yes, you can celebrate anything.
Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's up?
The key word a minute ago was when you said walls. I remember reading in a Time magazine some years ago about the walls that Israel had to put up. And they had to. It was a reaction. It wasn't a proactive thing. The neighborhoods and different places, they had to start putting up walls and checkpoints because there was a hateful crowd that kept attacking the Israeli people. It was what they had to do to try to slow down the car bombings and the individual attacks. And that was my two cents about this. This is not just something that Israel's trying to stir up on their own. As a people, you have to protect yourself.
Yeah, she said going through the dehumanizing checkpoints, what does she think a TSA checkpoint is in an airport?
That's exactly right. I haven't been flying in a while, but I would hate to try to take my parents through a checkpoint. But necessary right now to get in the air. Dan, yeah, man, I can't believe it. We were talking about this same crazy crowd a week ago. And I guess this is going to go on for a while.
Go ahead.
That's all I got. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate you sharing.
Yep.
And again, it's all in the beholder's eyes, the way she saw this. And it's all bad. Israel bad, they're good. It's not that they're... I mean, this is amazing. To Sam's point, the reason they started building walls is that you have people from Palestine, the Palestinians, they're coming into Jerusalem, getting on a bus with a bomb strapped around them and blowing the bus up and killing almost everybody inside the bus. They were trying to do it where they left the package, but as soon as somebody left the package on, the bus would evacuate, so they stopped doing that. I mean, these guys are wholesale killers. They're murderers. It's Hamas. It's one of the most known terrorist groups in the world, backed by also by Iran. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Doing very well, and you?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Hey, Dan, this thing's been going on for years. Palestine, Palestinian, that's all made up. That's not even...
It's not even a country.
I think the word Palestine comes from the old biblical Philistines or something.
Exactly.
And they just adapted this thing, and, you know, Yasser Arafat and the PLO and all that crap. It's all just a bunch of made up. There's not a country of Palestine. There's nobody that's a Palestinian. That's just made up.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a farce. And they what ticks me off about this whole thing is these women could have gone over there with the rest of Congress and met with these people, but they didn't want that. You know exactly what they wanted, Dan. They wanted to go over there by themselves, get over there and start stirring the people up. And love to get a war started. You know, they were not interested a bit in doing that. Their main goal was go there and get everybody stirred up by telling a bunch of lies.
Yeah, exactly right. And what they were going to do is they wanted to give Israel a black eye and basically have members of Congress come back and say, this is the truth that's going on. But it's the truth in their eyes. It's not the truth.
Yeah. I mean, and then the... get up there crying and, oh, I wanted to see my grandmother. Yeah, she's that bad off, lady. Why didn't you go? They said you could go. No, she could have cared less.
Yeah, she answers a question that hadn't been on any other news program about why she didn't go. It's kind of interesting. I'll play that next.
But I mean, this just, I think they did the right thing. And I hope this little group keeps us up, Dan. They keep doing this and coming up every 3 or 4 weeks, getting in there and firing things up and getting these press conferences. All it's doing, it's completely taking the 2020 candidates right off the front page. Nobody's even thinking about that crap. You know what I'm saying? They are really causing a bad distraction for the Democratic Party. And Pelosi's got to be just about ready to pull her hair out.
Well, you notice that the media is not... playing, they're not doing this. They're not covering it very well, or they're kind of covering it hardly at all.
Yeah, well, they don't. It doesn't fit their agenda.
Exactly.
They're the course center.
Because they don't want to go to Minnesota and to the Capitol where they did this. I mean, I was shocked. I had to pick this up off of C-SPAN. And then I finally found a local CBS affiliate that was doing it with CBS Net on the Internet. Not coverage of it, just on the internet.
It's just, you know, I'm glad Fox got there and covered this thing. They covered it big time. I mean, they broke right into it when they first came on. I noticed MSNBC wasn't even, and CNN at the time weren't even touching it.
Yep.
You know, Fox had it live right when this happened. I said, oh, no, I can't believe it. Here we go. That just, I don't know who those other women were they had up there. I guess there were some people that had family or something.
Well, what you're going to do is in the next report is going to tell you there were people who considered themselves Palestinian and Jews that had come together who had basically were talking about the oppression of Israel. Well, it's not that they were Jewish and they're Palestinian. It's that they're liberal and they hate Israel.
Yeah. Well, we just discussed, why don't they come out, somebody come out and say, look, Palestinians, they're not real. That's just a big made up, it's nothing. But nobody will say anything about that. That was nothing but a terrorist organization led by Yasser Arafat. But nobody's going to bring that. The liberal media talks about like Palestine, some country that the Israelis went over there and stole their land.
Yeah.
No, it's the other way around. Some people that tried to steal land from Israel. In fact, those settlements and stuff there where the Palestinians are at, that's not even their land. That belongs to Israel.
Right. Yeah. When they're talking about occupiers, they're the occupiers.
Yeah. Well, I got news for them. Israel's going to get all that land back one day.
Yep. On the big day. Thanks, Jim, for the telephone call.
All right, y'all have a good afternoon. Thanks.
Let me do this. Let me go to the America's Newsroom, who did a story of this about 2.5 hours ago.
Democratic Congresswomen Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar publicly condemning Israel in a news conference yesterday for the first time since the controversy unfolded last week. The two calling out the Jewish state for its travel restrictions, as well as calling into question the aid given to that U.S. ally and the occupation of the Palestinians, they say.
Through tears, at 3:00 in the morning, we all decided as a family that I could not go until I was a free American United States Congresswoman.
We give Israel more than $3 million in aid every year. But denying visit to duly elected members of Congress is not consistent with being an ally. We are going to fight this administration and the oppressive Netanyahu administration.
Griff Jenkins.
We also heard Congressman Omar accusing President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu of trying to conceal Palestinian injustices.
We cannot let Trump and Netanyahu succeed in hiding the cruel reality of the occupation from us. So I call on all of you to go.
But the White House is pushing back against that harsh criticism. Spokesman Hogan Gidley defending Israel's decision in this statement, where he says Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar have a well-documented history of anti-Semitic comments, anti-Semitic social media posts, and anti-Semitic relationships. Israel has the right to prevent people who want to destroy it from entering the country. Congresswoman Omar also suggesting the U.S. should reconsider how much aid it gives to Israel, arguing the visit denial violates an agreement predicated upon being an ally. Currently, the U.S. has pledged $38 billion over the next 10 years from fiscal year 2019 to 2028, almost all of it in the form of military assistance agreed upon under a 2016 Memorandum of Understanding signed by President Obama, who said this in a statement at the time. This commitment to Israel's security has been unwavering and is based on a genuine and abiding concern for the welfare of the Israeli people and the future of the state of Israel. John, any sort of discussion in Congress would certainly predicate a partisan fight. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally weighing in. Listen.
I really wish that they would stop playing theater with this and actually be thoughtful and meaningful about the threats that Israel faces every single day.
Now, I should point out there is absolutely no discussion at this point of Congress taking it up when they return in September.
So this all it is grandstanding. Fox did a great job in covering this. Okay, so let me do this. Let me go to Representative Tlaib is asked a question of why she didn't go. And listen to how she answers this.
CBS News correspondent Adriana Diaz asked Tlaib why she ultimately decided to cancel her trip.
Representative Tlaib, you signed a letter agreeing to abide by Israeli restrictions if they allowed you to see your grandmother. After they approved that request, why did you change your position?
I spoke to my family, and I think my grandmother said it beautifully when she said, I'm her Asfur. Asfur in Arabic means her bird. And she said, I'm her dream manifested. I am her free bird. So why would I come back and be caged and bow down when my election rose her head up high, gave her dignity for the first time? And so through tears, at 3:00 in the morning, we all decided as a family that
I could not go until I was a free American United States Congresswoman coming there, not only to see my grandmother, but to talk to Palestinian and Israeli organizations that believed that my grandmother deserved human dignity as much as anyone else does.
So, Adriana, that was an emotional response. What was the purpose of today's press conference?
Well, Elaine, the congressman wanted to bring their community together to talk about what they call injustices that are being carried out against the Palestinian people. And what they did was really interesting. Constituents of Representative Omar, because we are in Minnesota, came here who were both Jewish and Muslim. Both Jews and Palestinians came together to decry what they call human rights abuses that are going on in the Palestinian territories. And they had several people speak who each had their own experiences trying to get into Palestinian territories, who were either denied, who were interrogated, who they say were threatened or made to feel like they weren't allowed. One woman who is a Jewish American married a man who is Palestinian. She said that when they went together to try to go to the Palestinian territories, that Israeli officials interrogated her for 10 hours. They checked her social media, that they told her, that they suspected that she had been involved in a violent protest. And eventually she got to the bottom of it, and they were referring to her protesting at Ferguson, so that they went that far, that deep into her social media. And they called it an intimidation campaign. And so we had both Jewish Americans and Palestinian Americans coming together, raising the same voice, saying that the congresswomen are not alone in their denial of being granted entry into Israel and the Palestinian territories. This is something that happens every single day to Palestinians and Jewish people who associate with Palestinians alike.
So that, you heard her, the follow-up question was, so were you talking to your grandmother on the telephone? Yeah, how was that happening? Have y'all met at 3 o'clock in the morning? Paint a picture of that for me. It just doesn't. This is so hollow sounding to me, and it's such a stunt that they're doing. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Dan Mar Show, right after this.
Anything you want, yes, you can celebrate anything you want. Oh, I do a road hop where you can penetrate any place you go. Yes, you can penetrate any place you go.
Dan Morris Show.
All I want is you. Everything has got to be like you want it to. Because.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
No matter what you are.
272-9228, that's where we are. Looking at Tlaib's district numbers here, the population breakdown is kind of interesting. This is John Conyers' OC. Do you remember John?
Yeah.
Kind of messed up on some things in the Me Too movement. The urban district is 40% Hispanic, 25% African American, 30% non-Hispanic white Americans, and 2% Arab Americans. I'm not sure if she'd be leading so much with her Palestinian chin, as they would say. It's a plus 33 Democrat districts, and it's one of the most Democrat districts in the nation. She had worked in the worked for the Speaker of the House, and then was elected to the House when the Speaker could not seek re-election, and then she won after being on his staff. And then when Conyers said he wasn't going to run, she was asked to run, and she got in there and won. she had a contested race in 2010, where she won 85% of the vote against a Polish-American candidate, 92% of the vote against a Republican challenger.
Well, I'd say this guy had spent a little more time campaigning and less eating pierogies. It's the one group of ethnicity I can make fun of. I'm Polish. It's like, you know.
I like that.
Yeah, it's just, I think this is working in the president's favor. He's trying to make, and I think is being successful in making Tlaib and Omar the face of the Democratic Party, or part of the face. It should be interesting to see how the strategy works once there's a clear Democratic nominee. And it depends on who it is, on how the strategy, you know, all comes together. We'll know in the fullness of time, or not really the fullness of time, we'll know once that nominee is picked.
But. Well, particularly, you know, Michigan is a very important state, so everybody's going to be campaigning there.
Right.
And so where will she be in this whole thing?
Do you take much stock in the corn kernel poll from Iowa in the state fair?
Not really.
Okay. Drudge has the latest on that. Like, the results came out, and the big surprise was that Buttigieg came in second.
In Iowa?
Yeah, with the kernel poll.
Putting your, Kernel K versus
yeah,
C.
Yeah, putting those corn bits in there.
You said that with a big smile on your face.
Yeah, it's funny. It's just it's a quaint. That's
how much more did he get than anybody else?
To pull it up again, I'm believing it was pretty well spread out. I'm thinking it's something like 18%. Let's see. Okay, Biden came in with 25%, with 8,000 something votes. Buttigieg with 18%. Elizabeth Warren with 15%. Harris with 11. Sanders with 8. And then there's kind of a drop off with Booker at 4, Gabbard at 3, Steyer.
That's because Booker
3.
Wouldn't eat pork. And but Gabbard didn't eat pork either.
That makes sense to me. That's kind of what I was thinking, that Buttigieg is of that culture, of that Midwest. So I think he fits in there, so to speak. He knows how to talk to the people of Iowa. I don't know about, as we've brought it before, South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina might be. Where was Harris in that?
She was 11%, fourth place behind Warren, Buttigieg, and Biden. And the spread between Biden got 25%, Harris, so, you know, 14-point difference between him and Harris.
I think a place that Biden could really be surprised will be Iowa, and Elizabeth Warren could be the surprisee.
I agree. She's getting the momentum going.
I mean, you know, Bernie barely lost to Hillary there, barely lost. And I would think that Elizabeth Warren, who probably has learned some lessons.
Aren't they the state that has the funky, like, you actually have to be there in the caucus meeting? Is that Iowa?
That is Iowa, but they're looking at changing the rules where you can call in your caucus vote.
Well, that's That completely changes.
Yeah, and I've been to a caucus. It really is fascinating to see what they do. You go, they'll have a caucus location. You show up and you sign in. So it's Dan Morris for Reagan. And so then they're serving cake and coffee, and everybody's kind of sitting around talking. And then they'll get everybody to get in their corner. So they'll have the Reagan corner, they'll have the Bush corner, they have the Connally corner. And if you don't have enough to make it, I think the percentage was like 15%. If you don't have 15%, it may be a little less than that, then that group of people can go to someone else's and caucus with them. And that can start changing your numbers. It really is fascinating to watch it. It was a little piece of Americana that I'm glad I had a chance to see.
Well, and I will say, as cynical as I can be about, especially national politics, that sort of stuff, like the quaint, sort of almost silly at times, you know, retail politicking in Iowa and New Hampshire and all that, I really love that stuff. I think that's, I wish we had more of that, where we kind of, we were down to earth, really talking to one another instead of these sort of battles across the national airwaves.
Let me fit back in with this. Rashida Tlaib and Omar, man, listen to this.
Well, and Adriana, how did the congresswomen compare the way they were treated by the Trump administration to the way elected officials are generally treated when traveling abroad?
Well, one of the first things that they said, Elaine, is that other American congressmen and women made that same exact trip with the same exact organization to Israel recently, within the past year or more. And so they said they were doing nothing different than what other congressmen and women had already done, and that they felt that it was their responsibility, as what they said they were duly, they are duly elected congresswomen. It is their responsibility to go and see what is happening in the Palestinian territories because of the money that the U.S. provides Israel in foreign aid. They feel that it is their responsibility to conduct that kind of examination, analysis, to see how that money is being spent, to see what the situation on the ground is. And they felt that they were barred and they were denied access, and they are not able to conduct that, what they call really a responsibility of their office.
That's the scary part about it, is that we're doing, they're taking their office and they're using it as a platform to promote Muslim ideals.
Right.
And that is very worrisome. And looking at the makeup of this district, that might not play very well. You know, Michigan has a very large Arab population there. Dingell's district has the largest population within that. That's another part of Detroit. And she's literally the largest amount of Arabs in Michigan, or in Dingell's old district, Mrs. Dingell's district now. She ran for her husband. Be interesting to see how they play this out. News 93.1, we've got so much more. We're going to be back right after this.